The Illinois High School Association sanctions 35 sports and activities in the state of Illinois. And we'd like to remind you that while high school athletics and activities gives us a reason to cheer, sportsmanship gives us all, students, coaches, parents, and fans, a way to contribute.
Welcome one, welcome all. We are here at Illinois Tech, the Illinois Institute of Technology. Pete Ferrer alongside Jinx Scott here. We got some outstanding weather today. The heat wave has hit Chicago, folks, 46 degrees and rainy. We're doing no national anthem. We're doing no starting lineups because the weather is predicted to get worse. But we are excited to be here on the call as Beloit comes into town, 8-8 overall, taking on your Illinois Tech women's lacrosse team. Jinx, as we are about to get started, the refs are... we're not even doing much of an intro here as the face-off and draw is about to happen.
Just getting right into the action.
And here we are, 30 minutes in each half, probably a 10-minute halftime based on weather. We already have our first whistle on the day. And left to right, for those of you at home, is going to be Illinois Tech. They're wearing the white unis with the black numbers and letters, red trim. Beloit is wearing the blue, would you call it a royal blue? Is it royal?
Yes.
We'll go royal blue with yellow number and letters and a white trim around that one. Long sleeves and long pants are on here today under the unis as it is it's a cold one. You know, last week we had the wind when Jinx was on the call. Today we got the cold.
Yep. I think I'd rather have the wind back. Although the combination would not be good.
A quick pass dropped by Masarowski. Last Saturday, a thrilling game, Jinx. I was so excited to go on to our next event we had after last Saturday's game and during the week. I don't know if you spoke to anybody, but I was like, you know, what a game.
That was fantastic. Ruben with that tying goal right there with 0.8 of a second left was just amazing. And then Jennifer Young with the win, or winning goal in overtime.
So pace might be slowed down a bit today with a very wet field. If the ball hits the ground, it should roll a bit. I'm anxious to see, as I scroll here with the viewers at home, a lot of the players wearing the gloves, the cross sticks. As we have an attempt, shot goes wide, stays in play, will be picked up by Illinois Tech. But with most of the cross sticks being a composite or an aluminum type cross stick, it's going to be interesting to see how the grip is today on a lot of the hard shots. You might have a lot of soft, a lot of passing attempts here. Mm. Again, another slip on that. Waiting to see what the call is. I believe it's... it might have been blocking. We'll have to see. But either way, Illinois Tech is going to take the ball right outside the fan or right at the top of the fan. 4 yards for all players. It's going to be a dead-on approach. Shot down and goal!
Coming out scoring early this week.
Isabella Rubin, the 5'4", middle out of Concord, New Hampshire. With your first goal on the day. Mm-hmm.
Key player last week. I'm sure we'll see a lot out of her again today.
As the associate AD Lucas called her Bella, Ella, A. 1-0 your score. Illinois Tech, when they came into today's game, they had a good streak going.
The standing of 14-2.
Yes, they recently lost to Concordia, Wisconsin, but besides that, Concordia, Chicago win, overtime win, as we spoke about last week, versus Aurora, win versus Dallas, Benedictine, Cornell, Carroll, Loris, Wartburg. I mean, that is quite a rally with the one loss to Concordia, Wisconsin. Again, that was only a 10-8 loss. Yes. So by no means was it...
Yes, they came back fighting, and just the clock got the better of them that day.
We look in the standings for the MWLC, Illinois Tech 9-1, second overall to the aforementioned Concordia, Wisconsin team. Concordia, however, 12-4 overall, Illinois Tech 14-2. Beloit comes in right tied at 6-5-5 overall with Benedictine.
We're seeing some of that passing going on the field right now that we were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm. I'm anxious to see how the conditions are for the running speed of play as we have another attempt. And I believe that was a goal for Bella again.
I believe so.
It is. As Bella Rubin gets her second goal on the game.
She's trying to catch up with DeLuca for goals for the year.
Just a hair 3 minutes into the game. We're at 2:59 and already Bella Rubin. We got to talk to Luke next time. They got to have sound effects for this stuff. 5'4 sophomore, as we said, out of Concord High School. A lot of local products here on your Illinois Tech team from Rochelle, Tinley Park, Oswego, Waukegan, and Gurnee. Some local Midwesterners, but Bella Rubin, one of the farthest distance players.
I would say so. I mean, we got DeLuca from Massachusetts, too.
We do have somebody from Molly, but...
She hasn't played much this year, though.
Well, international play does have some differences. We don't necessarily get into those specifics. Mm-hmm. There's enough differences between the men's and women's game, but the women's game, a lot of strategy going into it. Not as much cradling, but as we see a outstanding effort by Meredith right now, cradling her way from the middle of the field all the way into the fan. Upper left corner!
Nice.
Another goal!
And, of course, Meredith was also the offensive player of the week back the first week of April for the Midwest Women's Lacrosse
Look at you,
conference.
Color commentary.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes.
She's earning her keep today, folks.
I'm trying.
Jinx Scott with the outstanding reference from early April, but there is truth to that matter. Meredith just did such a great job last week offensively and defensively, and much more that you can attest to having been on the call. Mm-hmm. But already 3-0. We are not even 3.5 into the game.
Meredith, of course, known for her assists with the team, too. So seeing her get those goals, she's number one in assists, but trying to keep up there with the rest of them with the goals.
As we look at some of the tail of the tape, Beloit, the goalkeeper, like we said, 8-8, 51.7%. Abby Reynolds... 14-2 with a 45.7. Here's something to note, though, as we look at those percentages, as we mentioned to you watching and listening at home, 166 shot attempts against Beloit's Marie Bonnie, where only 75 attempts up against for
Abby Reynolds.
For Abby Reynolds. 89 goals allowed. For Abby Reynolds, 155 for Marie. So, big difference in terms of the attempts being taken against the given team. So, as we see Beloit's defense already being tested here today.
Obviously, the Scarlet Hawks have a great defense to keep those goals from coming at Abby Reynolds to help her out a little bit.
Beloit looks top of the fan, trying to make an effort. Is Dalsa Moscolo.
There's that defense keeping them from getting in the box there, not getting too
close. Especially with that early lead, you know, you can start really chomping down on defense. We talked about Bella Rubin had an outstanding game last Saturday and already starting out here with two goals, not to mention her defensive prowess. Again, being one of the middle, she plays strong both sides of the field.
Very integral player to this this team. Nice stop there by Abby Reynolds.
Far side, that one's rolling. And it looks like it is going to be Beloit's possession as a mishandle there by Tignetti. Pass inside, Kayla Evans. Jinx, did you dress as warm as you said you were going to?
Oh, yeah. I've got 3 layers of shirts on under this nice warm coat here today. And a scarf.
Just making sure.
Rocking scarves and gloves at the end of April.
Yeah. Is that one is going to roll out of play. Near sideline is going to be Beloit's ball. Drexler out of T.C. Williams High School, the 5'4 senior, is the one that's going to bring it into play. Dawson Moscolo again making the hard attempt. Meredith asking what she did wrong. Is it going to be on Meredith, or it might actually be on Tignetti? Either way, shot attempt, top of the fan. Far side, good angulature there. Running in, trying to make a move, and goal! Nicole Dawson Moscolo with the goal, making it 3-1 on the play. Big offensive attempt here at the beginning by both teams.
I know, we're getting some goals really early here. Last week... last week it was... we didn't see any scoring from the Scarlet Hawks until about 10, 14 minutes into the game.
Yeah, but that last week, Jinx, was very un-Hawk-like as, it was 5-0 before you can blink with Aurora with the lead. But then to think the final was 8-7, only two goals. So a 8-2 rally for Illinois Tech.
Actually, I think it was 3-0 when the Hawks finally scored their first
goal.
There
you go.
But we saw, a lot of attempts last week, but not the usual high scores you usually see from the Hawks. Hopefully we'll see some of those high scores today from the Hawks.
Cutting middle is Evans. Mispossession there. I like the press on the near side. You might not have it in your frame necessarily, but DeLuca being pressed hard right now by Nassatier. They do not want, it's one of the things with the Illinois Tech offense is you have to pick your poison. You can't stop everybody. You can stop most and try to limit some. So far today, as we've seen, Bella Rubin has been the one they've tried to limit. But pressing hard on some of the other offensive attacks.
And here we got Jennifer Young, the game-winning goal from last week, in possession of the ball at the moment.
Again, misplay there. Meredith, one of the only Illinois Tech Hawks right now not wearing gloves. We'll see if that comes into play.
It's got to be hard to keep a firm grip on those sticks with the rain out here today.
Yeah. And I believe we have another goal.
Yes, we do.
Meredith with another goal.
It's a Young and Rubin game today.
Beloit already talking to one another as they find themselves down 4-1. Jinx Scott with the assist on the penmanship sharing here. 2-2 your score, or excuse me, 4-1 is your score now. We're about to have a draw.
There's got to be a way to, do this without getting a drink. I can't even move the mouse anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm sitting here, and I'm trying to
do this. Oh, okay.
As we're about to have a draw again, 4-1 your score here. Don't forget, everybody, this game powered and sponsored by the Illinois Media School. For more information, go to beonair.com, BN Radio, BN TV, beonair.com.
It's a great score.
4-1 your score. Pass far side of the fan. Beloit looking for something more offensively. They were able to find the back of the net. And let's see if Dawson Moscolo. Another shot over the top and goal. Fiona Milchman, the 5'7 freshman defender, finds the goal on that one. Quick response there by Beloit.
That's one thing watching this game. You can't get comfortable with the lead because it's easy to come back.
What's interesting on that one, Jinx, if you want to kind of break it down, you had a better angle on that shot. Illinois Tech kind of was on their heels.
Yeah, they were kind of on the heels there, not getting in front of it, in front of the pass between. between Drexler and and promote.
Yeah, Milchman with the goal on that one.
Right. Yeah. Got your name.
Illinois Tech still trying to find their handle. In these conditions, again, folks, it's not that it's a downpour. It is a very slick rain with a very slick surface.
Masharowski trying to come in there, losing the ball there.
And with that being said, you know, when the ball's approaching your netting, if you're trying to cradle right away, it's hard to do that cradle because it might slip right out on the plastic casing. So it's going to be a very interesting game throughout everything. Like we said, I'm personally surprised it's already at a 4-2 mark. Mm-hmm. High stick defense against some of the Beloit players. Two-handing their cross. Back to the middle. Bella enters the fan, looking for the shot. Nothing there. Reset the offense to Meredith.
I know a lot of the players are wearing goggles today, too, to protect their eyes from the rain. I'm sure the rain getting on those, probably not the best vision out there.
You know what? I didn't even notice that. Besides the mandatory face guards, goggles as well, because as we have an attempt up the middle, ricochets, rolls around, picked up by Beloit again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It looked like it was Meredith rocked back for an attempt. Ball slipped right out, and
Bonnie able to get the ball back to her team for Beloit.
Beloit setting up the offense. Again, top of the fan, Dulce Moscolo. As we have some of the defenders being marked right now.
Keeping it tight up there, not letting Blake get in close to the net.
Emma Schroer for Beloit marking up right now at the middle by
passing
Mimi.
Thomas Gallo. Yes.
Far side, Evans. That one's rolling, and it looks like it might be Illinois Tech possession. Yes. Trying to see who got their, and it is going to be Illinois Tech. Was closest to that out-of-bounds play.
Goalkeeper Abby Reynolds with the ball right now, ready to pass.
Yeah, again, this is, you want to try to go deep with your pass, but you also don't want to mistake and have Beloit have a 3-on-2. So you see her really handling the possession almost all the way to midfield. A lot of motion on the far wing right now.
Definitely taking their time here, setting up the play. Waiting for someone to get clear.
Well, someone to get clear, there we go. We do have a pass to Bella as she sets up. Two blocks near side, she cuts back in. She has a bit of a breakaway now. We've known her to do this. And again, a lost possession.
Yep, those wet sticks. And Beloit back in possession of the ball.
Well, we've seen two different styles of offense so far. Beloit likes getting their offense set up once they pass midfield, getting their offensive players in position and running their given plays. Mm-hmm. As we see right now, Dalsa Muscolo slowing up, setting up the offense of Beloit, where we see Illinois Tech, once they cross that midfield, they're running and trying. It's more of a run and gun that they're used to.
They're trying to get in there nice tight.
Which, in essence, with the score still 4-2, Illinois Tech with the lead, the offensive should err on the side of Beloit today. Yeah. Evans cutting in. Nothing there.
Last week with Aurora, we saw them coming in with the wraparounds coming around the backside of the net a lot, which seemed to be getting Abby Reynolds. But we don't see any of that coming from Beloit this week. They're just more going straight in. They're trying to.
Out of bounds possession is going to go to the Scarlet Hawks. Pass back to the goalkeep. Let's see how much time they take. We're at just about 16:30 remaining in the opening half of play.
It's moving along.
It is moving along, but as we mentioned, there were three goals in less than 2.5 minutes. Another slip possession there. Drop stick by Evans. Looking for the attack is Thompson. Thompson, ball falls out at the cross. Picked up near side. Looking on the near wing, able to be picked up cleanly. By Holler.
Pass.
Inside, it was a goal. It looks like it's going to be called off by a foul. DeLuca looked like she was hit. Smart play, though. It slowed her down. If she misses here, then you just saved a goal if you're Beloit.
Yes.
Looks far side, and there you go. That was, again, a very smart play
by Beloit,
mm-hmm. Impeding on that attack. Next thing you know, his point is pulled off the board, and...
Comes Bella Rubin.
But Bella makes up for it, drops the stick.
It is a Bella Rubin game today. Team celebrating that goal, moving back to the center.
Bella Rubin, her third goal. Bella Rubin makes it 5-2 with 15:39 left on the clock.
Almost making it look easy today.
Bella Rubin last week did an outstanding job, and she's picking up where she left off.
Yes. That key goal there, less than a second left in the game, it's just phenomenal to see. And I'm sure she's taking that energy into this game.
I mean, coming in today, as you said, Bella Rubin, second on the team, 14 assists, second on the team in goals at 49. DeLuca hasn't even needed to take an attempt today because of what Rubin's been able to do. We're set up for the draw again, and it's going to be waved off.
It looks like DeLuca might have hurt her ankle.
I did not quite see what happened. I just saw a collision. It was a collision with her and Sanchez, ironically, out of Lane Tech High School here in Chicago. But they are both staying in the game.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem to be slowing her down right now.
Sanchez picks it up. Double guarded. She's now triple guarded. Passes to mid. Far side to Ryan. Like we have a penalty. It's going to go straight. Clock continues to run.
Sanchez with the ball again.
Sanchez, a junior, as we said, out of Lane Tech. Wind is definitely pushing the rain from east to west here today. As clock continues to run, shot, goal! Arcebeth Sanchez with her first goal of the day, and we are now 5-2-3. So as we thought as Illinois Tech was going to run away with it, what it seemed to be early on, this is definitely not the case. It is only a two-goal differential. So it seemed as once those two to three initial goals took place by Illinois Tech, Beloit kind of got their footing.
Definitely keeping the score tight and not letting it be a runaway.
Sanchez, second on the team coming into today with 6 assists. Drexler was top for Beloit with 40. And Dulce Mascolo at 27 goals. Mm-hmm. As we're back underway, few players hitting the ground here. As it looks like Sanchez getting up slowly, her whole face guard knocked off. It's going to be Illinois Tech possession. Or not. Excuse me, Beloit's possession. Well, you see two players fall. Usually it's the second culprit, or the second person that falls is who the foul's called on the opposition. Mm-hmm. Strong play by Sanchez. Oh, that's a close call. Mm-hmm. But it looks like possession is going to go to Illinois Tech. Taking over possession, Jen Young out of Leawood, Kansas. Shawnee Mission East.
Yes, she was a former goalkeeper and now working defense and working her way up to offensive. So going from blocking the goals mm-hmm. to making them.
Well, what's nice with your Illinois Tech team, a lot of flexibility in your players and your positioning. Players can run up, take the shot, take the goal when necessary, drop back in other positions. Beloit very steady in who they have at their particular positions. Running in, shot over the top, no goal. Good save as Meredith was looking for her third goal of the day. She tried to cross-body the attack from left to right. Wasn't there.
Yeah. Trying to keep up with Ruben.
Picking up play is Milchman. We have a whistle. It's going the way of Beloit as well. Four-yard separation between her and the two closest defenders for the Scarlet Hawks. Reaching your attack zone. Moving around there is going to be Drexler. Again, we said Drexler, goal leader for Beloit, has not found her name into the goal column yet today. Yeah. Evans, cradling, pacing left to right, top of the fan. As it goes back to Drexler, they set up their offensive attack. Just under 13 remaining. Your opening half, 5-3, still your score. Illinois Tech leads. They took an early 3-0 lead. Beloit's found their way back.
Milchman looking for a pass or a clear shot on the goal. Not sure.
Yeah, strong defense right there by Reinke.
Reinke. Defense keeping them nice and outside the curve there.
Boyd still looking for something. Evans is open on the left as Drexler does go to Evans. Double defensive attack. Evans looking for the pass along the middle. Nothing there. Goes back to Drexler to set up the offense. Heavy left of the goal right now for Beloit. Full run. Evans misses it, but able to pick it up baseline.
Sanchez.
Is Sanchez. That was a smart offensive attack. Tries to pass in. But Illinois Tech defense was there. I don't know if you saw that. It was most of the Beloit players were set up left. Rushed to the right. Evans was trailing. Had an open opportunity, but again, ball slipped out of the stick.
Weather working against the players today, but somehow still managing to get those goals. Let's see. Definitely takes skill to play in all types of weather.
11:20 remaining. 5-3. Still your score. Illinois Tech taking their time to see how they want to go. They did have an open player, too. And there, that's what we were talking about. The misplay with the conditions. Running up. No whistle. Oh, there is the whistle. As Mahoney Mosdale had a free run at that one. We said that might haunt Illinois Tech with that approach. She's got a free shot. Oh, and it goes just wide right. And Illinois Tech's going to get the possession. What a sequence.
Yes. Definitely showing some strategies here.
Again, Pete Ferry, Jinx Scott here on the call with you. Illinois Tech, they took the ball almost to midfield, and we kept saying if there's a poor pass, that's going to haunt them. Almost did there.
Looks like Meredith Madison with the pass going wide, and it's out.
Didn't quite see whose possession that's going to be.
Looks like Beloit.
Clock continues to run. We're under 10 minutes in your
Beloit there.
Opening half.
forward, throwing it in. See, it looks like Ryan has possession, running up the field.
Making a rush, but stopped was Ryan. Passes middle, Sanchez. Cradles near the zone. Looks left, nothing there. Guarded staunchly by Illinois Tech. 5-3, still the score. Bit of a walking pace. Again, it looks like they're setting up the rush attack. Crossover. Drexler tried to go for it. But good job by Tignetti to get in the way. Blocked. Still rolling around.
And Abby Reynolds has a possession here for our Scarlet Hawks.
That one kind of goes near side. Able to pick it up. Oh, and she's got numbers.
It's Jennifer Young again. We'll probably see some goals from her today, too.
Jen Young has the break. Also has the pass. Crosses over. No whistle called. Good defense by Beloit to catch up and force her to go outside. She had the gap in the middle. Beloit cut off that angle. Made her switch from left to right-handed. And that did not suit well for Illinois Tech on that attack. Mm-hmm. Think about that. Right now, it could be 6-3 if it wasn't for that play.
Well, we do have a very wide. Yeah.
We do have a whistle, however. And it's going to be against Beloit.
And it's Meredith here with the possession. Let's get started again here.
Meredith is looking to take the shot. Right hand and in!
Another one, Meredith.
Another goal by Meredith. That's her third on the day.
Yep, her, keeping up with Bella Rubin there.
Illinois Tech coaching staff excited about that one. Meredith with the hat trick so far. 8:13 remaining in the first half. Looks like checking out is going to be Brianne Gregory. Looks like Coach Lamity's talking right now to Meredith about the stick. Again, she is not wearing gloves. One of the few Scarlet Hawks not wearing gloves.
Her hands must be freezing.
Adrenaline can only do so much in these conditions. It looks like wind has shifted. It's now going north
but
to south.
It's not stopping her from getting those goals, though. So it's working in her favor, apparently, so far.
Possession going back to Beloit. Under eight now remaining in your opening half. Drexler making a rush. Looking left side, resets up the offense. So at least one thing consistent with Beloit is they want to set up their offense. They want to have their attack. Mm-hmm. Good defense. But again, the Illinois Tech is a stifling defense today.
Mm-hmm. They're doing their job and helping Abby Reynolds out there, not having to make too many saves today.
Oh, good defense by Illinois Tech. Ooh, hard hit. Sanchez. I don't believe it's card. Not going to be a card. But it's going to be Illinois Tech possession regardless. After the freeze frame, we're back up.
It looks like Tognetti has the ball. And off to Bella Rubin there.
Rubin tried making a move. It looked like a player's lacrosse stick from Beloit hit Rubens, which hit into her own face. 6-3, just under 7 minutes in this opening half. Time is a-flying here.
So what you're talking about, the yellow card. That's one thing that came into the Scarlet Hawks' favor last week with a couple of those where they had a man advantage. That's when they scored a couple of those goals last week.
Yeah, absolutely. They were 100% getting outplayed early in that contest, but found their way back.
Mm-hmm. They found their footing. It just took them a while to get warmed up. This time, they did not need the time to get warmed up. They were ready to play.
Evans passes back to Drexler to look for the offensive tackle. All games archived on your Illinois Tech Athletics website. Again, calls provided by the Illinois Media School, students and staff of the Lombard and Chicago campuses. Go to bnair.com for more information.
We're getting a little bit wet over here today. The rain seems to be coming down a little bit harder. Wind's picking up.
Well, that is why they started a few minutes early. Fortunately, everything was set up and ready to go. Thanks for those of you joining us. 6-3, your call story of today is Ruben and Meredith, each with 3 goals apiece for the offensive attack for Illinois Tech. Beloit's found their way with 3 isolated goals by Milchman, Dosa Muscolo, and Sanchez. All right, whistle was on Illinois Tech. So attack to be coming now. Top of the fan is the aforementioned Nicole. She makes a move, shot blocked!
Nice block by Abby Reynolds there.
Reynolds, outstanding play. Jinx, that was an out. That was her save of the game so far.
So far, yeah. Keeping that nice lead for the Scarlet Hawks there. We have, I believe that's Jennifer.
Almost sprinkled in, but didn't.
By Masharowski. Yes.
Yeah, good play by Bonnie on that one. Was not fooled by the out-in-to-out attack.
Again, Scarlet Hawks trying to run it in there, get it in quick.
We're on the set piece here. 5 minutes and counting. Remaining in your opening half. Thanks for joining us here on the Scarlet Hawk Broadcast Network. Pete Ferreri, Jinx Scott, 6-3, your call. Drexler looks for the move, nothing there. Again, as we said, Beloit really likes to try to make a rush. If they don't have a lane, they set back up. Two very differing styles of play here today, which has led us to 6-3.
As Beloit likes to take their time setting up those plays. See them just watching for the clear passes, not letting the defense change their style.
What's interesting is we mentioned Drexler comes into today, the goal leader. Oh, good defense right off the top of the fan by Illinois Tech. They're trying to kick it to get it free enough. Again, kicking is allowed within the past few years here in NCAA athletics to clear out in a scramble like that. Oh, and good
nice
play by Bella. And what's nice is I believe she has the fastest speed for Illinois Tech. A little bit of a shove there by Drexler. Smart.
So,
here's what I like about Beloit's defense so far. Yes, there's been some opportunities for Illinois Tech that's brought it to be 6-3, but they take away your first option on every single attempt. So right there, they saw Bella Rubin
making the run.
You got it.
And they get in there and stop it with the whistle there. It's those smart fouls.
Meredith fakes out, goes right, cuts back left. Oh, hits off the top bar.
So close.
What a shot attempt. But hits the crossbar. As we mentioned last week, probably both teams would have had those going in. Accuracy always in question here with these, with this, the inclement conditions.
Yes, it's a different game when you have, you know, rain involved. It's a different element, faster play, slicker off the stick there.
Just 2.5 minutes left in this opening half. 6-3, still your score. It's almost a tale of two halves to the first half. As the first half was dominated by Illinois Tech, Beloit has really changed the pace of the game.
Yes. Not as much scoring the second half as in the beginning, it seems, too. Let's slow down the Hawks here a little bit. Hawks seem to be taking their time here, setting up as well. Oh, and they're...
That one goes wide.
As they for Young going in.
Yeah, you could tell Jen Young on that attempt... when she was crossing in front of the goal, did not have the opportunity to follow through as much as normal, thus having that attempt sail. Good block again by Beloit.
Another attempt by Mascherowski. She doesn't have much luck getting it to the net today.
Just about 90 seconds remaining in this opening half. 6-3, still your score. Illinois Tech looking for one more goal before we go to halftime. Beloit would like to at least keep it 6-3, if not try to squeeze another one, make it 6-4. That win that you hear at home, that is real, folks. Wow. Illinois Tech looking for a shot. 1:18, 1:17, 16, clock ticks on. They're looking to hold on for that final possession. Young, who's behind, looks far side.
There's that slip of the ball again.
Has happened many, many a time so far today. Again, not much you could do.
My hat's off to these ladies for playing in this weather. It takes a lot of fortitude to get out there.
What I've seen today, though, and again, we could talk to Coach after the game, is what's a good offensive attack strategy in these conditions? Do you try to tell your team?
Nice steal there, interception.
Harris, she's moving, taking the shot, low, goes outside, good kick save.
Still managed to get back up.
We're under 30 seconds in the opening half. Illinois Tech trying to do something. A lot of motion. We're at 15 seconds. I don't know.
I think they're determined to try.
They got to count things down. 10. We have a whistle. But again, good defense by Beloit, because now you're going to have, you know, by the way, we saw a goal with 0.8 seconds remaining in the game last week. So we know this is a lifetime for Illinois Tech.
Yes. You can't count it down just because there's less than 5 seconds left.
Slipped out again. Beloit's just going to run out the clock. And at the end of one, 6-3, your score. Beloit's defense really, really pulling things down here. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, second half action on the Scarlet Hawk Broadcast Network, brought to you and provided by the Illinois Media School.
Ability to refuse to take shortcuts, to refuse to improve your game by artificial means. It takes strength not to use performance-enhancing drugs. High school sports help give today's young people the strength and character they need to reject performance-enhancing drugs. At the Illinois High School Association, we're committed to making sure that today's high school athletes understand the dangers of using performance-enhancing drugs. This message is brought to you by the Illinois High School Association, inviting student-athletes, parents, and fans alike to challenge yourself and help bring out the best in our high schools and communities. The Illinois High School Association sanctions 35 sports and activities in the state of Illinois. And we'd like to remind you that while high school athletics and activities gives us a reason to cheer, sportsmanship gives us all, students, coaches, parents, and fans, a way to contribute. Sportsmanship. Do what's right. This message is brought to you by the Illinois High School Association. The IHSA invites you to join more than 300,000 students participating in IHSA activities. Sportsmanship. Do what's right. The beauty of high school sports is that it gives us a chance to challenge ourselves. You can be an athlete. You can be a parent. You can even be a fan. You can challenge yourself to do the right thing. And when you do, your entire community benefits. Challenge yourself. This message is brought to you by the Illinois High School Association, inviting you to support the athletic and activity events at your local high school. You'll like what you see.
Parents, if you have children in high school, you may know firsthand that today's teens spend more time with the computer, TV, and video games than on any other activity except sleeping. The Illinois High School Association is the antidote to video games. IHSA sponsors 35 activities, from basketball and football to music, drama, and journalism. They enrich kids' high school experience. They engage kids' brains and their bodies and teach the value of teamwork and good sportsmanship. Encourage your kids to get involved. Go to www.ihsa.org. In Illinois, more than 300,000 students compete in interscholastic programs taking place in classrooms, auditoriums, gymnasiums, city parks, and stadiums. Students with extracurricular activities tend to have higher grade point averages, better attendance, lower dropout rates, and fewer discipline problems. IHSA sponsors 35 programs that enrich the educational experience and shape the lives of young people in a positive way. Support the schools, teachers, coaches, sponsors, and students who take part in activities sponsored by the Illinois High School Association. Association.
Imagine a world where kids no longer played football, or baseball, or basketball. Hard to imagine. But what if no adults wanted to officiate? Right now, there's a critical shortage of high school officials, and you can do your part to make sure kids keep playing. For more information on how to become a licensed IHSA official, contact your local high school or visit the IHSA website at IHSA.org.
A message from the Illinois High School Association. Stay in the game. There's at least one place in every community where neighbors still gather and civic pride flourishes. One endless source of inspiration. One night where history is made and the nation's future seems brighter than ever. There's at least one high school serving every community in Illinois. And if you're not in the stands, you're missing out. High school sports are a part of our state tradition, but it takes the support of the entire community to make it happen. Be a fan. Support your local...
It's Frankie Robinson. The Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center of Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training in fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media.